Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Motherfucking Jaya. Hey, 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 it's Vince in the motherfucking Bay. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Welcome to Wacky Wednesday, October 5th, 2011. We made it, everybody. We got to October 5th, 2011. Congratulations. Good times. It's great to be back. And, wow. Our good friend Motormouth News is back, too. Good to see you back in the chat room, Motormouth News. We missed you last night. We had a major, major, major shitstorm of scroll-a-thon in your honor. There was a we had a major scroll-a-thon in your honor last night, Motormouth News, just so you know. People were going nuts. They were definitely picking up the slack last night, no doubt about it. Shouts out to my early chit-chatters, Anon Sicko, Crappy Tires, Ghost Zero, Goose Cream Soup, Cyber War News, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Prison Reform Movement, and Wendigo. Good times, everybody. Jackal Anon in the building as well. Jackal Anon definitely picking up the slack last night in the scrolling category because our friend Motormouth News was not able to join us. There was a little press release. I guess they were calling it a press release that the cabin crew put out there. But it did not directly identify Motormouth News nor any details of any alleged incarceration or apprehension by authorities. It was very, very vague, and I was sent an audio file by Crappy Tires, which I could barely... No offense, Crappy Tires, but that audio file kind of freaked me out on two levels. First, I could barely tell what you were saying in it. And, that's about it. No, you just the voice was kind of turned me off. So I'll read it myself, okay? I'm not going to use any voice changer or anything. I'm just going to read it straight. And then, take calls and stuff and do whatever. That's right. The global depression continues. Today, Wall Street protesters were joined by several major union groups and marched again on the streets of Lower Manhattan. We can talk about that. The media is really jumped on board now. MSNBC loves the goddamn protesters. Congratulations, you got your media. Speaking of media, or lack thereof, press storm. The drama continues. Now the Press Storm Facebook page is threatening to give authorities chat logs, IPs, locations, phone numbers, and other personal information about anonymous members. Now, I don't know what's up with this Press Storm Facebook account. What's up with that? Okay, first of all, when Press Storm was around, I don't remember them having a Facebook account. How long has this Facebook account been around? All right? This Facebook account is talking a lot of shit. So, I don't know. I hope nobody's trolling. I hope nobody's trolling. That's all I'm saying. Somebody's definitely trolling, but I don't know. I don't know. I trust but verify. And cautiously or distrust but verify. Or don't verify and distrust. I don't know. Crappy Tires is here. What's up, Crappy Tires? Crappy Tires? Are you muting yourself? Crappy Tires, you're unmuted. You're on the air. What's up? Okay. All right. Whatever. All right. So we can talk about Press Storm, the latest drama. Also, Motormouth News took a little hiatus last night. I don't know if we want to get into that or not, but we certainly can if you want to. And, of course, rest in peace, Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs passed away today, and at the age of, 56? That's amazing. He's 56 years old. He did a ton of shit. He lived a full life for his 56 years. No doubt about it, man. Shouts out to Steve Jobs. Now, here's something. It's interesting. I definitely celebrate Steve Jobs' legacy and his life. I think he did great. Now, as far as I can tell, my Macintosh computer is still working. It's still functioning. It hasn't conked out on me. I didn't look at Apple's stock. Actually, did he die before, or he decided to fight it died after the markets closed, I think. So it'll be interesting where the stock price goes. But I know when he was alive, every time he would catch a cold, the stock would drop like 20 points. And everybody's just kind of like hanging on his every thread, morsel of information they can get on Steve Jobs and his condition. It was almost like it didn't matter how the company performed. It just mattered whether or not Steve Jobs was healthy. At least that's how it seemed like when you followed the news, that is. So it'll be interesting to see. I think it was a foregone conclusion. I think it was pretty, as low-key as he tried to keep himself, I think it was kind of common knowledge that he wasn't Yeah, he wasn't in the best of health, and he wasn't going to make it eventually. I mean, you know, everybody, we all get our time, and he made his best. He made the best out of it, man. He's a great example, and he's a goddamn capitalist. He's a one percenter, and he didn't start out a one percenter. I don't think. I think he was a 99er, but he achieved 1% success. And kudos to him, man. He fucking lived the dream. Good, you know. And he left a bitchin' legacy. I gotta tell you, Bay Area guy. I've driven by that Cupertino headquarters about a bazillion times. It's where all the magic happens, kids. He will live on. And I'm pretty stoked on his products, more or less. Although I wish they would would just, you know, maybe let a model of one thing sit for at least a year before they updated it. But whatever, that's competition. That's the marketplace. Anywho, yeah. Let's go to the phone lines and see what people have to say. I have a caller calling in from 918. Who's this? Caller, you're on the line.
Hey, it's Angela.
Angela.
Bathtub girl.
Bathtub girl. Are you in the bathtub right now?
Mm-hmm. Nice. I sure am.
You have enough bubbles to keep everything covered? So this is a PG-13 show.
It is. Uh-oh. Yeah, there's plenty of bubbles. Watermelon.
Okay, good. Fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. We went to the state fair today. Busy, busy, busy. And I don't understand how they had to fry all this food. It doesn't make sense to me. Just, oh, who wants to eat a fried Oreo? Who?
Oh, that sounds interesting. A fried Oreo?
Ugh. Yeah, fried Oreo.
No way.
Well, last year they had a fried Twinkie.
That sounds pretty good, actually, because I love Oreo. I just love the stuff, really. As long as they're, like, double-stuffed Oreos.
Mm-hmm. They said they were double stuffed, and then it's covered with ice cream.
Triple stuffed.
Yeah.
Better. I like it in threes.
Feeling really good. I am quite sad about Steve. I think it's very unfortunate. But you know, he doesn't have to be in pain, and his body doesn't have to hurt. Those are good things.
Jacqueline Nunn is telling me that they took the cabin crew apparently took down that Press Storm Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. It's still up there, dude. Publishing truth requires all viewpoints. Press Storm. Dude, they've been talking some serious shit on here, dude.
What have they been
saying? Oh, wait a second. Wait, what's this? What did they say on here earlier? Oh, man, they were talking shit about Sabu. Oh, yeah, they're going to, like, they're going to try to out Sabu, and what else are they going to do? They're alleging child pornography on the Sexy Fox website, so they're taking a jab at Sexy Fox website, which I presume is Sexy Fox, the Tumblr account. It's just you know, it's just pick any post. It's just they're trying to call out everybody. Better not talk shit about VITB. I'm fair and balanced here. I'm like fucking goddamn Fox News, dude. I am fair and balanced on my show. I even gave Jamie a full entree to this venue to promote her shit, and and yeah, that's not gonna happen anymore, apparently. I'm not complaining, to be honest. It's good to have varying viewpoints, but I like to keep things moving, dude. Sometimes I think the conspiratorial stuff just gets to be too much of a downer after a certain time.
I agree.
That's just me, though. That's just me. That's just how I do. I love hearing that warm water lapping. I guess your warm, smooth skin.
You say the sweetest thing.
Oh, well, it's all your fault, darling. Let's take calls, shall we?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, let's do that. I have my friend Anand Sicko here. What's up, Anand Sicko?
Not much. What's going on, guy?
Nothing much. Just hanging out with Angela. She's in the tub. And yeah, I'm just tending to the show here. What do you think of all this press storm nonsense, dude?
I think they're being really retarded. You don't piss these people off, you know what I mean? Like, there's very few people. I mean, look what happened to Aaron Barr the last time he pissed off Nonis.
Why do you sound so muffled?
When he made it personal.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Is it just me or does he sound extremely muffled?
Do I?
Yeah.
Sinuses.
No, it almost sounds like you're talking through a pillow or something.
No, I'm not doing either one of those things.
You don't sound as crisp and clean as you did as you normally do, Sicko. It's a weird connection. Maybe it's just me. People in the audience have heard Sicko on my show every night. Is it just me or does he sound a little muffled tonight? Yes, Motor Mouth News says yes, a little muffled. Crappy Tire says Sicko sounds like shit. You made Crappy Tires cuss, dude, so you must sound really bad.
Wow. I'm wanting to figure out what the fuck's going on now.
Yeah, why don't you do this? Why don't you call back in, and maybe it's just a weird, funky connection with Skype or something?
It probably is.
Yeah, just log off and log back on and try it again, and I'll bring you right back on, dude. There he goes. All right, Anand Sicko. Jeffers 3094, what's up?
My cock is in your bum. You filthy fucking slut and next door to your mum.
No cock in my bum right now.
You pair of dirty fucking moles, you suck my dick.
I don't have my lips around my cock
and fucking gag.
Are you listening?
And not another word up the fucking ass. It's
Soundboard
all around the world, you take
That's
it up the ass.
Soundboard Sundays, please. Come back on Sunday. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. And okay, I think we have Sicko back now. What's up, Sicko?
Not much. Does that sound better?
No, but it's okay. I can get used to it. What's up?
Not much. I was just saying you don't.
Page Miss Greg.
You don't make it personal with non. No, that's the one thing you don't do. When Aaron Barr tried that, it totally fucked his shit over, and he's still paying the consequences for it. So.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that's what they're going for, though, dude. To be honest, I think this is my take on the whole thing. This take it or leave it. All the whatever Facebook nonsense aside, I think this Press Storm site was from the beginning supposed to be an alternative news site. I think it was exactly what they were putting it out there as. But I think as it developed, they developed some relationships and got entree into Anonymous, and were suddenly like, "Hey, dude, we're kind of deep in here," and they're doing their news thing, and they're fucking grinding and they're going. And I think from the beginning, this website was a vanity project, like most internet news sites are. And I think after about a year of dedicating themselves to it and not getting any financial gain at it, or probably very little, they probably decided it was best to just close up shop, call it a day, and then just keep everything archived and release it as a book. Sure, why not? Why not make it a documentary? I mean, up the ante, make a movie. Say, wait for the movie, dude. If I did that, if I would never do this. I would never do it. But if I did, I would say, fuck you, bitches. Don't wait for the book. Wait for the fucking movie, dude. It'll be in 3D, bitches. Anyways, but I'm not gonna do it. What, Angela, are you okay?
Well, I'm just stretching my.
Is the tub not warm enough? Should I?
Well, I just put some steaming hot water in it before I called you.
Perfect. Good. Okay, where was I? So anyway, so they have this vanity project. It's going along for about a year. And they're not, and they're probably at a certain point just like, you know, we've invested probably a lot of their own money into it, and they're probably got broke from it, and they're probably at the point where they're just like, you know, we gotta close up shop, this is it. And the only thing they probably see at this point is just cataloging everything and releasing it as a book and trying to monetize it that way. And good luck to them. I think they picked the wrong exit strategy, though. I think instead of just saying, hey, you know, we're going to shut down PressStorm, we're sorry, folks, but, you know, we just can't do it anymore, see you later. Instead of doing that, they're like, you know what, we should cook up some story and make it seem like it's just all been a dream. It's all been just one big psychop. Oh, my God. The big reveal. We'll turn it into a big reveal.
Are you talking about Bravo?
Bravo?
Network.
No, I'm not talking about Bravo Network.
Joke.
I'm talking about the Bravo Network of the internet. PressStorm no longer exists.
Yeah.
Anyways, Opno Pro's here. What up, Opno Pro?
Where am I? Am I on the show already?
You're in the tub with me and Angela. What's up?
We have hot water. Thanks, Angela. Well, I was just going to try and get the second person in charge of PressStorm. He's pretty rattled by this whole fucking thing, but that is not the story at all, Vince, as to what really happened. And I'm just trying to get...
Please indulge me, because I know there's more to it.
Well, I can't. Okay, it's not fair for me to indulge on a situation like this. First of all, Jamie will be facing charges, okay, for certain issues relative to her journalistic investigation, okay? She's broken several laws. Lauren was talking about that the other day. And so that raises one issue that we have to kind of stay away from certain things that we can fry her ass with no problem. I don't know if Lauren's here. Is Lauren in the – Lauren, are you in the chat room?
Lauren is not in the chat room that I know of.
Okay. So that's one of the issues. But several people were very close with Jamie. I would say the second in charge is the way to describe it. Boots, which is just names that I give out, certainly will speak to the issue. I asked him to come on today, but he said he needs a few days to just calm down. He's rattled, quite rattled, because Jamie's intentions certainly are real. She does plan on dumping that information. And if she hasn't given it to the cops already, she will be doing so for sure. And that's unfortunate. I think Eldritch, I saw talking in the chat room, was suggesting, well, not suggesting, but commenting on how we're all doxing each other and how it needs to be taken seriously. We are ruining people's lives. And this is like just such bullshit that regardless of whether lives were at stake or our real identities, which I don't give a fuck about because I'm the most transparent person on this earth, but to think that, you know, just throwing out information willy-nilly that really screws up somebody's career, their life, everything, with no thought, there's no provocation other than they might be anonymous. There's nothing. So the individual a couple days ago, I think it was Crappy Airbags, that said, let's go fucking set up a group and let's just dox all 12 or 15 of the assholes. Why not? And it's not assholes versus anonymous. It's like people that really don't mind screwing with your life and people that do mind not having it done. And these are the, you know, the sub-jesters of the world. And Eldritch raises a very interesting point. I am amazed. If it was the mafia, they would be dead. If it was the mob, if we were real terrorists, if Anonymous really had a threat of terrorism in them, we would have the Valentine's Massacre like nobody could imagine. This is fucked up. You don't get on Twitter. I had to wake up this morning. My kids were petrified. I wake up, and usually we go over some stuff. We look at it together, and I go, Dad, you know what's happening here? Well, I woke up, and Parallax 9, the fucking idiot, has, before you go to prison, do you mind sharing all the information about PressStorm's database? Well, I was livid. I don't need a sentence that starts with, before you go to prison. That's ridiculous. Secondly, I'm the last person that's ever going to go to prison over anything that's never been done. And thirdly, it gets down to the whole point again. Why the fuck is everybody attacking each other with things that are 5-10 year penalties? Don't they get it? Don't they understand that cyberbullying laws, which is the approach I'm trying to take towards these fuckers, has just as many years? We don't have to commit suicide because we're being threatened. You are threatened every day. They're prodding you and sitting there and screwing around in sarcastic little jabs. And I know your father, and I'll drop your name. And Steven, what do you think about this shit? Well, fuck them.
Wow.
You start your cyberbullying attacks. You start turning it over to the White House. Michelle Obama is the head of the committee for all of cyberbullying national. Every time I get a fucking creep up my ass on Twitter, I send it to Michelle. I send it to the White House. I copy them immediately. And you have to take advantage of your cyberbullying laws because that's all you got. Who gives a fuck if we out their name? Who gives a crap if we say where they live? We could do that every day. These are not hard people to find. Jesus Christ, they're nothing. And neither is Anonymous when you really get down to it. Everybody can be found if they want to be found. And it's not being found by yourself wanting it. If the outside agencies want you, they will find you. If you think you're bigger than Osama bin Laden, you come and kiss my ass, fuckers. Because you kids are all playing games. And hell, I don't want to get 5 or 10 years and see you guys take a hit. That's crazy. And no, Michelle's been very good on some of the cases, Mary. She's not screwing it up at all. Cyberbullying is illegal. And when you have this crap thrown in your face like Shadow DXS or FaceYet, Parallax 9, any of these assholes that are just screwing with you, do something about it. You don't just sit there and prod them like Crappy Tires does. Crappy, you better wake up to what you're doing. You are being used and abused. Yeah, I know you're awake. I understand you're awake. These are not play toys, these kids. These people will fuck up your life. Get real. You're all upset about getting beat up and having the shit kicked out of you in New York tonight. What do you think about going away for 5 or 10 years because somebody's up your ass? Jesus Christ. Anyway, sorry, I'm ranting or raving or whatever you call it, but maybe I'm making up for the new hour I found, Vince. I got an extra hour.
Congratulations.
My clock's switching back to. That's why I haven't been able to figure your show out. My clock keeps switching.
Oh, I was hoping you would never figure my show out. But
I know, I was hoping that as well because I wouldn't have to hear you, but.
Well,
let
hey,
me see if we can get,
why don't we do this? Let's do this. We got a non-sicko back on the line. Let's see how he's doing. Sicko, what's up?
Not much, man. I can't believe I'm
not people tonight. Do you have a cold? You sound
no.
very bassy.
I don't know what's up.
Raspy. He sounds raspy.
He needs to get in.
No, you understand. He calls my show every night, and to me, he's sounding very muffled tonight.
Yeah, he does.
See, I always when I go back and listen to myself, I always sound very high pitched when I'm talking for some reason.
Loosen your
maybe.
Did you increase the bass on your microphone or output or something?
No.
Whatever.
I checked everything.
I'll get over it. It's fine. Let's check out Boziness. We got a Skype caller here. It's Bozo Ness. Sorry, Bozo Ness. What's up?
Greetings, fellow Anons. During our campaign of freedom, one of us got arrested. The accusations that the police have made were invalid, thus proving that you cannot arrest an idea. We will continue our demands to free those who are fallen in freedom operations as we see them as political prisoners. The truth will set you free, and free our brother is now. His return to the cabin and will resume business as usual. You can continue to arrest Anons, but every time we will prove each and every time that you cannot silence the truth. We will move on from this, and we will continue to sail strong in our faith for freedom and exposure to the corrupt. Hashtag is free Anons. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
Okie dokie. Thanks, Crappy Tires. And so where were we? Op No Pro. You were saying? Hello? Is this thing on? Are you? Hello?
Yeah, it's on.
Hello?
Testing
hello?
One, two. Op No Pro. You're live.
Testing both?
Yes, your
hello?
Testicles are live.
Oh. Oh, they are. Okay. They dropped. Right,
never mind. Angela, how's the bath, Angela? Are things okay?
I'm doing quite well. I'm shaving my legs now.
Hmm. Let me know when you need help with your back, and I'll come down and take care of that.
I'll take care of your. I was here 15 minutes ago, but
I'll take care
in the bay.
I'll take care of your front too, and your bottom, and your.
Start with my toes and work your way up. Maybe.
Yes. Good times. 347-826-7667 is the number if you want to jump in the tub with Angela. A non-sicko who's a little bit muffled today. OpNoPro, who's OpNoPro today. And and Boza, with Crappy Tires, is still here with us.
Vince, I'm concerned about the reality that these guys really have to get into. They're going to get arrested heavily because they're not doing anything about it. And I'm not talking about it at the marches. I don't even know if I'm on. What the fuck?
You're totally on, dude.
Oh,
I hear you.
Okay.
You were so paranoid that you're in the green room. I can't remember the last time I put you in the green room, but you're
I'm so paranoid
that you are.
Vance, I'm not paranoid. I know that you play the mute button well. I know how you do it, okay? You like put somebody on hold while they're talking, and then you go in your conversation, and then you unmute them real quick, like they can't catch it. It's bullshit. I can tell when I'm muted, okay? I know I'm on.
You weren't muted. You weren't muted. I was hearing you the whole time.
I understand. There's no feedback mechanism here. You know, there's no doot-doot-doot-doot, mm-hmm. you know, every, like, 30 seconds so you know you're being recorded.
Yeah.
There's nothing. So all I hear is your bath water. That's the only thing that's keeping us babble. So I am terribly concerned about everybody that is just being set up by a bunch of assholes, and I don't think
people are taking it seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. The cops are here. I think I'm getting banned. That's it, guys. Show's over. It's yours, OpNoPro. The cops are here. I'm getting banned right now. Okay? I'm getting banned. Take over the show. The cops are here.
All right. Everybody who's got cocaine, that was in from Vince Papacito.
God damn it.
And the stuff is on record. We know this press storm was dealing in drugs. Make sure that you're get out. We are arrested now. We are being busted. You think that this is bad, Vince?
No, yes. Come out with your hand up.
Vince is going to be fucked in the butt for the rest of his life because of what's going on. We have screwed up. We have messed up everything. Oh, it's the furniture and everything. This is fucked. Boom.
Sunday.
Yeah. It really sucks that all this shit's going on right now when there's more important things to be doing than worrying about fucking Press Storm.
I know. I think Press Storm is a distraction. And unfortunately...
Hang on, I got to take this call. Hang on, guys. Hey. Hang on a second. Mom? She hung up. Never mind. Okay, continue.
I agree with you 100%. Press Storm is a significant distraction, but the problem is that it's very real.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You know, Jamie is going to share that database. Jamie does have shit on Sabu, you know, on pretty much anybody that signed into Anon Plus. Fuck that. You know what I mean? That's at least 1,850 people that I looked at when I left. Probably 3,500, I think, by the time it kind of settled out. And it was attacked so much that it just stopped. But Anon Plus, everybody thought it was kind of squirrely from the beginning. I thought it was part of, you know, what's the scam? That whole thing, and Operation Distraught. That's why I built it, because of Operation Onslaught. That's where my op is from, the Operation Distraught thing that I wear on Twitter. But anyway, hell yeah, I'm terribly concerned with what she has, but at the same time, there are so many more critical things, as you say. I mean, major things that are happening right now. Heads are splitting today. Today it's starting to get close to where people are waking up. You know?
Yep.
It
really sucks that when everything goes down and when the real... I mean, I know people think that Occupy Wall Street is the revolution in it, but it's not. That's just the beginning.
Oh, that's a part.
When the real, you know, action comes along, it's going to suck if some of these important, I'm trying not to use the word leaders because they're not, but some of these important people, some very intelligent, very wise people end up getting jailed and are in prison when this goes on, you know?
And death.
Yeah.
You know, think nothing about it. It's very easy to kill somebody without thinking about it and not planning on it. In other words, you can shoot rubber bullets into a crowd and just as soon take out 10 or 20 people by accident. You can blind them. They hurt. They fucking hurt. And that's without bringing sound cannons in that they've used in some of the protests last year. They bring in the sound cannons. They don't even need to stand near you in your fight. So
those dolphins?
I don't know. That seemed like a pack of rats running by Vince's feet or some shit. I don't know what that was.
Do you guys remember a book by the name of Imperium?
Imperium?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that weird one that was the diaspic book? What is it? What's the book?
Well, he was jailed for writing that book and under a different name, of course, and found murdered, supposed to be a suicide in his cell.
Oh,
our
okay.
government did that.
No, that's going on.
This was many
lot.
Years ago.
This has been going on forever. I mean, as long as I can remember, it's been happening. And I only remember 60 years. Maybe 57 of them, but when I looked at the 8:45 p.m. Eastern October 5th tapes tonight from New York, that is some insane shit. And that's stuff that not many people are ready for. See, we had it. In our day, we had this stuff. I put it out on Twitter,
okay.
Absolute. Just Billy Club and everybody, anybody that was around just got whacked in New York tonight. Anybody. And
so
they
were out to silence all voices. Then.
It was destructive. It was just insane, okay? This is like beyond the police state.
Overkill.
This is when heads roll. Well, it's got to happen. I mean, in other words, it's all going to happen. Are they ready for it? No, they're not ready for it. These kids are not ready for this shit.
No,
they've never seen it in their lifetime done to themselves. They've seen it in foreign countries. They've seen it on the news. But it's at our homes now. That's incredible. And they need to be ready. And, you know, originally I said if you're not ready to get arrested, you're not ready to show up. Well, at some point we do say if you're not ready to die, don't go to the protest. Because it is going to go to that distance. And I am not sitting here as an alarmist. I am sitting here as somebody who has gone through it before. And you guys are going to have a much harder battle than we ever had.
My father worked in NAACP, and I wasn't around my parents for the first 3 years of my life because it was too dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, there's many times that he didn't think he was going to live. Let alone getting beat up. I mean, my first birthday, he was in the hospital recovering from a shot. His kidneys were damaged. I don't think people really know what true sacrifice is. They have no concept.
No, not until they see it. And it will happen. There are many out there that are willing to go the distance in accomplishing certain things, whether it be martyrdom or whatever. They are willing to go the distance. And when that distance is seen, those individuals will have a much longer scope on what they're up to. And it's going to be fucked up.
Oh, and this is going to follow them for the rest of their lives. I don't think they have concept.
That's okay. I hope that everybody gets involved. I'm not saying they shouldn't. I hope that everybody plays an involved part in any way that they can. Just concerned that they have to be ready for the consequences. I have no concern whatsoever that there's anything wrong in what's happening relative to occupying anywhere. It is a question of what level they are willing to go to in order to convey and protect their point. How much will you really give up in order to have the ability to say no, the best right you've ever been given. The right to say no has been taken away.
Oh, it's been gone for quite some time.
When somebody takes that from us, we become yes men, and we can't. And so...
Yes, we can.
That's right. I mean, that is it. But,
si se puede. Si se puede. Puede. Puede.
Hola, Vince. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo está? Muy bien. ¿Y tú?
Bene. Bene. ¿Y tú?
Vete, McCarney.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
That too. That's for our station affiliates in Chile.
Sounds like an exorcism. You'd think it was Linda Blair spinning her head around with pea soup. That was fucking weird.
Okie dokie. Let's take a call here. We got somebody waiting patiently. Go ahead, block caller. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hello, this is Jamie Joe Cornhole.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Jamie? What's going on?
I'm calling
You have some nerve calling in here right now on this show, Jamie. You know that.
What a fucking imbecile.
It's Kyoto, everybody.
Yeah, well, I hear they're gonna don't look at theirs. I don't give a fuck if they're lunatics or deranged or have some level of mental illness that's driving this kind of weirdness. It honestly doesn't matter to me. As I tweeted, they're gonna be held to a set of standards, and that's just how it is.
Yeah, I tweeted the legal ramifications of journalistic investigation and all the ways there are of arresting them. But I love the 1878 one you put up. That was killer. That was hysterical. But oh god, how are you?
I'm good, and you know, I honestly hope that you're wrong about where this is headed.
So
you know, I really, and I know you do. I know you do because you've lived through it.
Absolutely.
I hope that's not the case because, you know, for so many reasons. One, because of the long, you know, the far-reaching ramifications of. You know, the continued criminalization of protest and the impact that has on the lives of people who are engaging. And
but
you know,
look how quickly they're stopping the message. How, you know, in other words, it's a question of timing on jumping on the message. If you jump immediately and it's a boot coming down on your face, that's 1984. That's the closing comment in the book. You know, that's the last passage made in Orwell's writing. And the concern is that we are not having any opportunity to convey the point longer than maybe a few minutes. In other words, it's all based on fear already. And we know that. That's what it reaches. Just as the stock market moves on masses, mass consciousness, so does police and policing of certain opinions. These guys are freaked out. They're scared now. You cannot take that fear away from them. There's nothing that you can do other than hand out Valium to every cop to calm this fucker down now. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bitch, and it's happening fast, and that's what scares me. When they get 20,000 people today, they waited about an hour. That's fucked. That means they're reacting to the numbers and not the message. Now, that scares me. And that's what I watch. What are they listening to? Why are they panicking? And ours is just going to get larger. It'll be 100,000 soon. It's not going to stop. And what do they do then? Are you kidding me? Get ready for the National Guard. Get ready for all kinds of shit. Because it's going down. I can see it. It's building up. Absolutely building up. So that's what scares me. You follow?
Yeah.
The timing. The timing. How quick they're willing to step on the message. That's scary.
And I'm even, you know, I get less concerned about New York than I do about smaller venues for this.
Seattle is scary as hell, you know, Seattle.
You know, because in a place like Cleveland, for instance, or Toledo, Ohio, or even, you know, Tampa, like New York is used to, there are 300,000 people who marched against the Iraq war.
Right? 400 people are going to be hurt. I understand.
They have a lot more experience in dealing with crowd control. They deal with more high pressure, high intensity situations. And honestly, I feel like they are by and large a group of law enforcement professionals much more well prepared psychologically for dealing with these protests than people in smaller venues. And
that's right.
Those are the places where they're going to be bringing cops in from, you know, smaller municipalities and outlying areas who are dyed-in-the-wool, you know, hardcore right-wingers who are going to come in and want to knock some fucking hippies around.
That's
you know?
Right.
And that's
why I'm a little worried about what's going to go on here in Dallas this weekend. You know, we have Occupy Dallas.
Yeah, because that's what right-wingers do. The Tea Partiers? Are you kidding me? The Tea Partiers are a bunch of old retirees. And truck drivers and stuff, dude. These people never have violence at their shit. That's their MO. That they're notorious for being squeaky clean. That they clean up the goddamn fucking grounds after they're done and try to make the place look cleaner than it was when they got there. That's the one thing that seriously draws a lot of people away from these protesters when it's on the left is because they're always unkept young people who don't know how to clean up after themselves, and it doesn't bode well for your message. I don't care how altruistic it is,
mm-hmm.
and that's just a fact. Packaging means something, and the way you present mm-hmm. it to people is very important. And it's already turned into you know what it always turns into when it's on the left, you know, and. You know, there's a certain sexiness to that, but ultimately it's impractical as it is when it happens on the right. The thing is, for the last 2 years, MSNBC has been butthurt because they don't have their own little cheerleaders like Fox did with the Tea Partiers. So they're trying to jockey for their own little contingent, and it looks like they've found something they can latch onto, and that's just the reality of it, dude. And that was to me the number one message from the beginning, from this group of protesters was they just wanted media attention. That's all they wanted. That was the one unifying message. Where's the media? And they finally got some.
There's a problem. I'll be back.
What's the problem?
But no. What,
okay. All right. It's all right. Whatever. But I'm just saying, dude. I mean, am I wrong?
No. But Real quick, I'll talk more about, but what I was saying real quick is on top of Occupy Dallas, Alex Jones is leading a rally against the Fed here on the exact same day, at almost the exact same time that Occupy Dallas.
Because he wants everybody to pay attention to him.
But
same thing, dude.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is there's going to be a lot of people marching in Dallas tomorrow. So y'all were talking about, you know, scared of what these smaller towns or, you know, cities that aren't used to having these mass protests, what the cops are going to do, it really kind of has me worried, especially considering a lot of people that I talked to who completely had written off going, all of a sudden today, like my Facebook blew up with everybody's going to be there. There's going to be a few thousand people in Dallas tomorrow.
You know what? You know what I'm afraid of? This is what I'm afraid of. To get back to the Operation Wall Street thing, where people were talking about potentially like teabaggers going toe to toe with the Occupy people. I don't think it's going to come to that. I think where there's a potential thing is some big union thug getting into it with some big NYPD, and suddenly you have the union thugs going toe to toe with the cops on the street. That's what I'm afraid of. Is they're trying to be tough guys? Because honestly, like that. I don't know if you've seen the Teamsters, but once you get some of these unions involved, you're gonna get some big boys that have big healthy appetites who would love to get a piece of some of these wise asses in the white shirts who are just manhandling some of these protesters, which I don't agree with that. I think the police are, you know, the stuff that I have, the isolated incidences I have seen where the police have like been wielding their batons, totally uncalled for.
Hence my fear, because I know I've seen DPD in action, and while you don't hear a lot about them on you know, the news and stuff about beating people, they're not gentle with people. I've been thrown around. I got thrown off a train. You know, it was stopped. I got thrown off the dart rail once because I didn't have a ticket. Literally picked up and thrown off the rail because I didn't have a ticket. All right, they're very prone to using. I'm trying not to say excessive force, but in my personal experience, I haven't seen batons and start coming off. But I've heard about it. But you got a bunch of rednecks. You know, you get a bunch of cornbread country motherfuckers on this force, and you're gonna have a lot of that at this protest too. And if one thing starts going bad, it's been tense in Dallas for a long time. You know, you can feel the tenseness when you go into town. So I mean, it's just gonna take a small spark to set the city off. And it's got me kind of worried.
I'm from the South, and what I remember about Katrina is when the people were trying to escape the waters and trying to cross that one bridge where they got shot at, because those officers didn't want those type of people in their homes in their area.
When Katrina went down,
that was possibly.
When Katrina went. You know, we had a vast majority of New Orleans people come up here, and it was bad in this city for a while. You know, you had Dallas school district has their own SWAT team for shit. I mean, it's almost
they did a whole A&E. Jesus Christ, Kyoto, are you killing a fucking goat in the back there? Some sort of animal sacrifice going on over at the Kyoto residence. I'm going to put you on mute for just a second there, bro. Okay, what were you saying, Sicko, right there?
Dallas school districts.
Oh, no, the SWAT team. Dallas SWAT team. That's right, the Dallas SWAT team. They're notorious.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, the Dallas SWAT team... had their own goddamn A&E series, dude. I'm pretty sure they had their own reality series for a couple of years. They're world famous.
And that SWAT team patrols our schools. That's how bad it is here. Like, the DISD has their own police force. I'm not talking about just a couple cops. I'm talking, when I was going to school, there would be, I don't know, anywhere between 8 and 10 cop cars outside of the school at all times. With a paddy wagon out there. We used to have many riots weekly at our school. So, I mean, Dallas is very prone to violence, and it could get bad quickly. So it's kind of worrisome. You know, I've talked to a majority of the people going to go to the Occupy Dallas protest, at least the majority of the people that I've talked to online, and they're all very determined to keep it peaceful. But even they feel the tension. They've had a few meetings, and at a couple of these meetings, there have been police near the meetings and stuff. And they're already being watched, you know, which is expected. You know, the Dallas Police Department Twitter is following all the Occupy Dallas hashtags and stuff. And it's really worrisome. If anything goes on, like what goes on in New York, what went on in New York today, things could get bad really, really, really fast.
You know what? I think the Dallas Police Department, their world famous SWAT team, will be professional, and they will courteously serve and protect its citizens. I don't doubt it. Let's take another call here. We got some Kyoto, you're back. Also, we're gonna take another call on here. Block number caller, you just called in. Who's this?
It's me, Shagme. What's up, everyone?
Oh, it's motherfucking Shagme. What's up, Shagme?
Not much. I mean, I came in late. Mary Mad tweeted me, asking me where I was. I was dealing with some other stuff. I want to touch up with something that I seem to be one of the few that understand. This is not a fucking game. This whole thing is not a fucking game. People are going to be outed. People are going to be identified. But to me personally, I don't give a fuck. If I'm identified, if people dox me, that's not going to stop me from doing what I'm doing. I'm going to keep going. You cannot scare me. You cannot use a fucking scare tactic and make me stop for what I believe in. I have been listening to Commander X's speech over and over and over, and I completely agree with him on a lot of factors of being a martyr and putting so much into this and dedicated to it that an identity is just that, an identity. Everyone has it. We have a right to be anonymous, but people want to go out there and then expose people. That's their prerogative. Fuck them, I don't believe in it, but that's their prerogative. If they're going to spend every waking hour they have exposing people, then let them do that. We know that they are honestly not helping any cause. Let them do it. And I was talking to someone else, too. He's a lawyer in the Florida area. I'm not going to mention names. And me and him are having a long talk, and people need to realize that this is not a game, all right? This is serious shit. This is a war, all right? It's a war, and if you can understand what I'm talking about, it's a war that's going to be a long fucking thing. When I die, probably when I'm 80, maybe next year, who knows? When I die, it's still going to go on. It's going to go on until they win. And I am not going to let them win as long as I'm alive.
Right on.
That's Shag Me, everybody. Shag Me joining us now to get you up to speed. I have on the line with me Angela. Angela, are you still in the tub, honey?
Yeah, actually, I need you to put me on mute because I need some more hot water.
All right.
I don't
okay.
want it to be too loud.
Perfect. No problem. We're going to take a break here in a second, and you can go ahead and do that now. I also have Anon Sicko, Kyoto, and Shag Me on the phone with me. And you, too, if you want to join me, not the band you two. I mean, you listening, you can call in and be on the panel here as well. Don't be shy. 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm going to take a little break after these messages from Sega Genesis.
Gianni Bugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear, l'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV a colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Bugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
All right, this is going out to all the homies. Deadmau5 coming to San Francisco pretty soon on tour. Coming to the Bay very soon. I found he's going to play at the fucking Great American, no, at the Civic Center. Fucking badass. This is him with Lobs Fire, Ghost of Stuff, BRB, BIT for life, yachts.
Come, let it come. Set you back where you know that you're doing it right.
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un finale in Bancotti.
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, motherfucking yeah. Vincent the Bay, back with you for another hour. Hour number two now. Get in on this, kids. 347-826-7667. Angela, are you settled?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, baby. Good. We got Angela in the tub. We have Sicko is muffled tonight. Kyoto is in the house.
You're muffled.
And Shagmy is also in the building.
Vince.
Yeah. What's up?
You know, I want to say I think you're absolutely fucking nowhere on this union thing, and I've been kind of stewing for it for a few minutes. You know, what people need to watch out for at the protests in terms of violence that will occur, need to be much more wary of agent provocateurs. You know, cops in cities that are strolling in with black bloc, anarchists, black bloc, that all follow the primitivist John Zerzan out of Eugene, Oregon, publishes a magazine called Anarchy, a Journal of Desire Armed. That's what you need to be fucking concerned about, not a Teamster. Teamsters who, by the way, were not even one of the endorsing organizations of today's march.
They will be. You just watch. Give it a couple more weeks.
Well, all these actors are in on it. So SAG is in on it, right? If Alec Baldwin is endorsing it, and God knows who else. What's his name? Michael Moore.
Michael Moore's down there, of course. But what do you expect? I mean, it's not a closed event. It's private individuals. They can do whatever they want. You know, and I want to share one other thing here in terms of fucking Hollywood and the overlap with progressive politics. I knew someone of OpNoPro's era and experience who was at the 68 police riots at the Democratic Convention in Chicago, got his ass busted. And he said that there was a moment when a young Warren Beatty in a black leather jacket and black leather pants got up on the stage at what was at the time their version of the General Assembly for the 68 Democratic riots, right? This is what led to the Chicago 8, Chicago 7, however you want to think about it, Abby Hoffman and all those folks, that famous trial. He came out on stage and raised his fists above his head. People started to cheer, and he said that his fucking heart dropped out because he realized at that moment that the progressive movement that he left had been co-opted in a moment by the power of Hollywood. And that influence has never abated. It's not the fault of progressives that this occurred, right? We live in a society of hero worship and celebrity worship. You know, mm-hmm. it's no different than Sarah Palin showing up at a conservative event, right? People treat her like a rock star in the same way that they did Warren Beatty and his black brothers in 1968. Okay, now I'm chill. Yeah, mic check. And that system fucking sucks. Let me say that, too.
It's horrible,
the General
dude.
Assembly thing, having people repeat everything everyone says twice is a bullshit system. Language is important, right? And it's a function of cognition. When I hear something and I say it myself, right, that it begins to become true, right? It's a way of buying people into an idea. It's a cult tactic. It has, and it's not an effective tool of communication. In other mass protests, people have used that hue and microphone tool for disseminating information.
Or
and,
just chanting. I mean, just chanting. That's it. What you do when you're chanting, but you're not fucking having a meeting like that. It's ridiculous. It's counterproductive. It slows things down to the point of it's just pointless.
That's right. They should be using an affinity group system, right, as was done in Seattle in 1999, and that was done in D.C. for IMF World Bank in 2000, for the G7, G8, G17, right, protest since, is where people are broken into affinity groups so that you actually build relationship with a limited scope of people, and you and so you've always got someone that you know. Right? Not, you don't have to know their name, you know their action name, but someone has your contact information and someone is looking to make sure at the end of the day, before they go to bed, that you're accounted for, that you're not police custody, right? That doesn't exist right now. Those affinity groups then have a negotiator. Those negotiators are empowered to meet in the spokes council, right? So issues are debated within the affinity groups, decisions are made, and then those negotiators are empowered to negotiate out final decisions, right? So it's a tiered system. It's not, so you don't have this, you know, mass of fucking confusion and human microphone bullshit that doesn't work. And it's also a way for people of color to caucus, for people of specific inclination, right? If you want to have a gay, lesbian, transgender caucus, you can do that. If you want to have an African-American caucus, you can do that, right? And you form your affinity group around whatever your affinity is, and then people's voices are represented and respected and heard.
That, you know what I think you're describing there is the ultimate balkanization of the United States, which is what I think is going to eventually happen. I think the federal government is going to go bankrupt and collapse, and the states will just work themselves out. And I love what the Free Staters have done. They've already taken their, you know, like, yo, what up? We're in New Hampshire. Check it out. And like all the racists are like, yo, check it out. We're in Arizona. Peep it. You know, all the hippies are like, dude, check it out. Surf's up. We're in California. You know, it's just the anarchists are like, check it out. We're in fucking Oregon. Peep it. It's all good, dude. Everybody will find their little fucking plot, and it'll work itself out.
When are you moving to New Hampshire, Vince?
Dude, I'm in the Bay for life.
Yeah, I don't think so, dude. I got some bad news.
Oh, what's the bad news?
The bad news is if we're going to fracture out regionally by affinity, then you're probably not going to want to stick with all the stinky hippies and leftists and the
Western. Oh, are you kidding me? I am a stinky hippie. Are you kidding me? I am a stinky hippie. I was fucking born and raised, bro. I'm one. I'm just being devil's advocate here. I'm trying to do a radio show. That's it.
I feel you, dude. It's a great show, too. I appreciate it, and I'm sorry to get fired up.
No, dude, I love it when you get fired up, man. You get nasty. It's good shit. You mean Angela and Sicko shut up and shag me.
Thinking about getting in the bath.
Kyoto rages. That was nothing. Kyoto's being friendly with me, actually.
Yeah, I have the capacity for rage, I suppose.
We all do. Part of the times we've had to grow up in.
But no, that says something about you, man. You'll defend your idea you'll duel to the death, man, for sure. I a lot of times I play devil's advocate. I don't mean any ill thoughts or malice to any of these protesters. Like I said, I've been following it since the beginning as a very curious observer, just like I am with everything. Like I was kind of, you know, I was definitely down with the initial cause. Like whilst I still am. I'm down with protesting Wall Street just because I think they have definitely misbehaved, just like the government has misbehaved. You know, the other arm of the whole fascist structure we have here is misbehaving too. I think they should both get a little lashing, and I think it's great. I sound like I'm being cynical because I, you know, that's just who I am. But no, I respect it for sure. I mean, I love it. Why would I not have people that are involved on my show all the time? If I hated it on it so much, I wouldn't be doing a show about it every fucking night.
Word. If you weren't doing a show every night, Vince, how the world would be so much shittier right now.
Coming from you, Shagmeet, I don't know what that means, but thanks, dude. if anybody wants to get in on this whatever it is, the show, we got 45 minutes to go. Don't be shy. Angela's here. She's keeping warm in the tub, I hope, still.
Well, I hopped out for a few moments, getting a little pruning on, put some lotion in, and then I'll go back in just for you.
Oh, no, well, no, you don't need to turn into a goddamn prune. It's all good.
It's interesting.
There are a couple of people that are on the line that haven't raised their hand in a long time. They've been holding for, I don't know if they know that if you call into the show and you want to talk, you have to press the number 1. There's a number. You press number 1 in your keypad to raise your hand, and then I'll bring you on the show. Otherwise, I just presume you just want to listen. Anyways, so Motormouth News is back. No, Motormouth, I'm glad you're here in the chat room. You're not being your scrolling self. But I'm glad you're here, dude. I'm glad to see you in the chat room, dude.
Yeah, I'm glad he's back, too.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were glad he's back.
Not just people listening in on Vince in the Bay, but, I mean, just all over Twitter. There's a lot of people who are glad he's back. So hopefully he feels the love.
No, is Motormouth in New York, or where is he located right now? Does anybody know?
No.
I think he's on the East Coast somewhere, I think. I don't know exactly. Doesn't matter.
I'm just curious.
He's on the globe. He's one of us.
I'm a secret spy.
Global citizen. I know. We know you're New York Times. We know what you're doing. We're on to you, Angela. Quotation
are you?
Marks.
How close are you on me?
Don't fall for it. Vince, I know it's your weakness. Don't fall for it.
Maybe I should come over there and take a bath in your boat.
Sure. Let's set sail, baby. So what else is going on?
Who knows?
On?
Maybe I'll fly out there.
yeah.
on his pink yacht.
You know, I once painted my house pink back in the early 20s. In my early 20s, I should say. Painted my place pink. It's a happy color. I wrote like crazy. I'm a writer, so.
I'm a typer.
Are you?
Yeah,
she's a typer. Somebody's a typer. That's all I hear on. Was that you? That's
actually, yeah, it was probably me.
I have a question.
I have an
answer. If you had a number of stockbrokers, bankers in the room with you, and you really wanted them to get a point, what point would you want them to get?
What makes you
the
more
end
special
of a pencil?
Than anyone else?
Pardon?
Oh, okay.
No, the point would be with what makes you more special than everyone else.
Their answer will be money.
No, their answer will be the genetic lottery.
True.
I already know that answer.
I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
Neither do I.
The genetic
lottery.
We're just talking. You know, just that you're born into.
It doesn't matter.
Life.
As long as she just keeps talking. Just a little bit longer, Angela. I'm getting real close.
Oh, we could talk about the insanity of derivatives.
Of derivatives? Oh, you can talk about derivatives? I would love you to break down derivatives for me, because that's like the sort of
the
big elephant in the room.
That's the biggest con in history. I don't even understand why they're not regulated. Well, okay, I understand why they're not regulated. People are making too much money off of it. It's one way for a middle-sized company to lose everything. And for everyone else to get wealthy, because they're the dead peasants.
Derivatives aren't the biggest con in history. College is the biggest con in history.
But I see what you're saying. College.
College.
College? Oh, no. College is too much fun.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's not
How
a con.
How can that be a waste?
You're going to tell me I have to pay $76,000 to get a piece of paper? When, if you look at most, some of the most successful people, hell, Steve Jobs,
ooh,
never
like
graduated
Rush?
College.
Like Rush? Ugh.
Getty Lee. I mean, there's
Canadian
no
Power
reason. I mean, when my mom went to college, she worked during the summer, and that was it. That's all it took for her to pay off her college. Just work during the summer, go to school during the year. But now, I have to work damn near 8 years, it seems like, just to be able to start going to school. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, and the only reason that is because they offer out loans to everybody. Everybody's guaranteed a student loan. So then some people can't pay them back, meaning that they have to find a way to recoup the money that they're losing. So they drive up their tuition costs. You know, they're all in bed with each other. They're all making
true.
A shitload of money. And
true.
I mean, why are you paying a college coach $5 million a year?
Shit.
I mean, really? Really a college coach deserves $5 million a year? It's horrible, you know?
Yeah, 4.5 maybe. Tops. 4.5 tops. 5, forget it. No way. Let's take another call. We got another call here. Who's this? Caller, block number, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, what's up?
Is this Reefer?
Maybe.
Reefer, what's going on, dude?
Oh, nothing. Heard you guys talking about school and shit, so I was all like, hey.
Yeah,
you
we're skipping
out
homework.
Whoever said it's a big con, though, it is a big con. I mean, I'm going into college now-ish, like next year. And so I went over to the college because I don't got no money. I found the dean of electrical engineering. I said, hey, give me any test you got, and if I can pass it, you have to give me a full ride. And I didn't say it just like that, but that's basically what I said. And so he gave me a third-year electrical engineering test. And for the last, 5 years, all I've done is, learn electronics. That's my thing, you know. And, I mean, it was an easy test. I fucking beat the fuck out of it with a stick. And I mean, all you're paying for through college is that piece of paper. I mean, you can learn all that shit on your own. And even colleges like MIT, Berkeley, they all put up their fucking classes online for free. You just don't get no credit out of it. You can, like, go and watch the whole semester if you want.
I don't know. Dude, now they're arresting people now, though. Some guy just got indicted for downloading a bunch of MIT shit. They're starting to crack down, I think.
No, MIT is putting it up. Like, the actual school is putting up the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And why, you can why find is this it on one, YouTube on their
you,
page.
You know what I'm talking about? There's some guy who just within the last year got indicted for downloading stuff off their site.
Yeah. I know you're talking. I can't think of the school. I'll look it up after
I thought
the show.
It was MIT.
It might have been MIT.
Who's downloading shit to their fucking schools?
Well,
who's the one who was complaining about? Was it MIT like complaining that they downloaded shit on their site or?
Yeah, well, what it is he hacked into their servers.
Oh.
And he downloaded all the information and handed the information out. So they sued him.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that.
At least I think he hacked. I think he hacked. I'm not sure.
Yeah, if he hacked, that makes sense. But I feel like he was just like,
No. I don't think that was it.
If he downs and gets arrested, that'd be ridiculous.
No, I don't think he necessarily. I think he just downloaded something that was already posted by them online, but maybe it wasn't, you know, outwardly visible to the public, but it was there. I don't know. I got to find the name of the guy. I'll track down the article.
Right.
I forgot the name of the guy. I want to say his name is Andrew or something like that, but I could be wrong.
But college is a big fucking bag of shit.
And I'm sure most people have seen the National Inflation Association's documentary, College Conspiracy. It's one of the best documentaries. If you have an hour free time, I suggest going to watch it. They made a very good point. It's very illogical for everybody to be driving to a school building these days, you know, and happen to schedule time to go do it when these college professors could record them.
Okay,
put them on
it was
something
Aaron,
like YouTube,
Schwartz. Aaron Schwartz.
Aaron Schwartz, yeah.
He an MIT hacker. He was the JSTOR. He got into some JSTOR stuff. I don't know what that means.
You could watch all the videos from your house.
Day-day.
You had the time, learn it at your own pace, and it could be free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have two or three, maybe four textbooks on electronics. I got them off of Amazon for about 50, 60 cents and then like $5 shipping. And, I mean, just read them. People are just paying for somebody to read them a book, pretty much. They're paying somebody to read them a fucking book.
These days, that's another way college scam you out of money is you have to go and buy your books. And then, you know, in the next year or whatever, then they release a revised issue of the book, making it so you can't go and sell your books back. Because there's no resale value for anybody to buy them from you because it's not the book being used. But if you compare the two books, it's roughly the same book. Now,
yeah,
you have
it has different questions.
You know, exactly. I mean, they're
pretty tangent.
College, and I'm not saying the information you learn at college is a scam. What I'm saying is the institution of college is a scam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it is. Well, I think it's a scam that you can't go in, like, take a test at the college without taking the class and not get your degree.
Once all these students have all these loans out, and the government's the only entity that can issue student loans. Private banks can't do it. Only the government can. Mm-hmm. So when all of these students can't pay back all this student debt, the government takes the hit from it. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Then that collapses our fucking economy, and when the college bubble bursts, it's gonna be 100 times worse than the housing bubble was back in 2008.
I'm moving to fucking Africa.
You got a spare room? You got room? I got a big pontoon boat. We can take.
Plenty.
You think
of
it'll make it?
Moving to Africa. Yeah, sure. Dude,
there is a way out
China.
Of the student loans, though.
Yeah, you move to Africa. That's how you get out.
No, it's called forgiveness.
You think you have a mailbox in Africa?
No, it's a program called forgiveness. You have to ask for it. If you cannot work in, let's say, the next 3 years for whatever reason, let's say you're on disability, you can ask for the forgiveness program. Your doctor fills out the papers, and voila, your whole right. entire student loan disappears.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But
lippity-do, skippity-do, and how do you
wait,
do
one
it?
At a time.
Hey, everybody, shh, simmer down, simmer down.
I got something important to say.
Fine. Really quick. What do you got to say? What?
And apparently, Occupy San Francisco, 60 departments of public works trucks just showed up there, and there's some notices being passed around from the city police saying, well, in the small context, is that they're going to be raided. They're going to start charging people in the public nuisance 5801 health code, disorderly conduct, lodging in any building, structure, vehicle, or place, whether private or public, which is 647E penal code, preparing or serving food without a permit required to temporary occupied street and or sidewalk, civil sidewalk violations, which is 168 MPC, so on and so forth. I have the Facebook here. Yeah, it seems like they're really going to go on a full-on raid and start taking everyone out of there. So I posted the Facebook link if you want to go in there to call them. Has Mayor Ed Lee's phone number, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, and the San Francisco District Attorney.
And now we have with us OpNoPro. OpNoPro's back. What's up, OpNoPro?
Hold on.
Oh, yes. Well, holding. Go ahead.
Just a second. I got to turn my speech off, Vince.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Angela,
I'm good.
How's the tub?
Wow.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. What was there, another Angela?
I got out and I put a whole bunch of lotion on.
Oh, perfect.
It's like
perfect.
Really
perfect.
Deep cream. And yeah. It's good stuff on my skin.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have to get back in the tub for me. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Here, let's
perfect.
Put it this way. Jack
being
has
being
been
all,
out
being all,
and
lo- you and lotion.
Hey,
what
up, NoPro?
I just said it. They're going down the list. People are being outed right now as we chat. Okay?
What? Oh, on that press storm shit?
People,
yeah.
The list is being dumped as we chat.
What are you shitting me?
I am not joking around.
Why would you fucking joke around, Vince? Just
there is a
kid.
Problem. I don't ever joke around, Vince. My life is too crazy to ever joke around. All right, look, Jamie's a problem. We all knew that. You all knew that you had the ability to take you guys out. The crew's going down right now, one at a time. So do what you need, folks, because I'm going to try and get her on the phone right now. The second person that I wanted to get on the radio is talking to her and trying to make some sense out of it. One of the other
exactly
individuals
what's going on.
Already
somebody,
did talk to
done
her.
This
all
out
the
for
names are being crap. They're all being done right now. Okay?
OpNoPro, you think this...
down. Okay, here's what's happening. Facebook was taken down. As soon as it came back up, Jamie has it locked, closed. She's the only one that can write to it, and she's dumping stuff as we speak on her Facebook page, which only she has control over. The only thing that can be done is to take down her Facebook page through legitimate, you know, request immediately. She is sharing personal information, children's names and pictures. She pissed me off.
Hey, and she's putting children now at risk when she had her own children?
Are being shared as part of the docs.
What is she getting out of this?
It has nothing to do with her. Look, her reasons did not go back further than 17 days. This is not a major plan. She was not social distancing, you guys.
She literally just said,
it's like
the Vince
like
in the Bay only has 1 hour or so left. Should we go there to drop Emmy's dogs?
Yeah, it's like Nokomis, okay?
Dropping you what?
They didn't respond to one of his song requests, so he doxed Anops IRC. That's how crazy things are.
What?
Yes. So anyway, bottom line, you got a problem here. All right?
I got to fulfill a song request? Is that what it is?
It starts.
What should I play?
I think you got to play How to Go Dark. You know, how to clean. The process of removing Google Cache. Good luck, folks. time.
Well, the only thing, let me be serious. The only thing to counteract it and take down her Facebook would be to request a mass amount of basically terms of service violation. I don't know if that's possible. It could be.
It can't be. From one workstation, yeah, it's possible. It would be a load and balance requesting agents.
No, I'm talking about legitimately complaining to Facebook.
Legitimately, if you complain, it doesn't take a whole bunch, okay? It does not take a whole bunch, which is unfortunate. It can be done with just a group of you. Just get your message together and put it in. But also protect yourself if you feel that you've done anything inappropriately. Please take caution. That's communications. Information. If you feel that you've done anything inappropriately, act on your own pretenses, okay? Do what you need to do.
I just don't like the fact that she is doing this in retaliation.
It doesn't matter. It is what it is, you know? I don't like the fact that cops are beating heads in for stopping a right to protest, a right to speech, a right to assemble. There's a lot of things I don't like in life. The point of it is that she's done it. Now we have to react. I don't give a fuck about what motivated her. I care only about protecting people. I really don't care about what her motivations are. We can talk about those later. What's important is that everybody protect what they think they have to do.
Looks like I'm not sleeping tonight.
Hey, the others are all crazy. People have been thrown up for 2 days over this already, okay? This is not new to those that are there. So, Jackal, give me a hello somewhere. Should be in the channel.
You know, DEFCON 5.
Yeah, okay. Let's see, who the fuck is next on the list? God damn it. This is stupid shit.
Where's this list?
It's on our
Facebook.
In my head.
Oh, okay.
And I don't even know the bitch. I haven't spent 1 second in Press Storm. Stupid.
Yeah, I think she came on here once and talked about fucking
stupid
oil and shit.
She did. She talked about...
What did she talk about?
50,000-foot people living
she
down there.
She talked about Agenda 21. Which I was open to. So what? So somebody thinks there's some global conspiracy. Alex Jones is out there. There's crazier people than her out there. I don't think that's the problem. I think it's the problem.
Don't mean she ain't whack.
Huh?
Don't mean she ain't whack. I mean, there might be crazier people, but
she's a sociopath. She's putting her fucking kids in harm's way. You know that, right?
I'm going to take off because I have to be involved in either stopping it. I can't talk about it. Yeah, I'm just not here to get into a conversation of what motivates her. This is time to act. So I'm going to take off. I need to help some people right now. I'll talk to you later.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Sorry, but list is Alba's next. Alba, Sabu, you're next after that. Hex, you're next. Trick, you're next. Wake up,
Jesus
guys.
Christ.
Get ready. It's coming down now. So,
How long do they have?
By the time I hang up. Good luck, folks. Do what you need to do. I can't say what it is. That's a conspiracy. Do what you need to do.
Safely.
All right, OpNoPro. Thanks for coming out, dude. Appreciate it. Wow. So dramatic. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Is everybody okay? Are we gonna make it? We got 25 minutes to go.
Hey, bro. I'm a peace out. I'm going to go do what I got to do and whatnot.
All right, Reefer. Thanks for coming out, bro. Appreciate it.
Be safe.
Yeah. Like I said before,
Reefer, everybody. That was Reefer.
I'm not going to stop.
What's that?
If I get outed, I'm still not going to fucking stop. I'm not scared of no fucking bitch, no man, no government, God himself. I'm not afraid of anything.
347-826-7667 is the number. We've got another 25 minutes to go. Angela's still here. Anon Sicko, Kyoto, and Shagmi. We're holding it down for a little while longer. If you want to join us, feel free to do so. Jesus, dude. So this press storm shit's getting out of hand, huh? Like, what's up with that? Like, I didn't even realize they had a Facebook page this whole time. That blows me away. I still kind of feel like it could be a troll. I don't know, dude. It's just kind of random.
No,
I would not even take it as a troll.
What would cause her to be? I mean, she seemed like she really wanted to genuinely like be a part of everything, and that's kind of like weird that she would rage quit like that.
She's claiming, supposedly, from what I can gather from the Facebook page, it was all just to try to take down anonymous. I mean, okay, even if you take some people, you can never take down anonymous. You know, it's a shame that
is it just me or is he Patriot Gregging?
He is.
Yeah, dude, you're kind of cutting in and out, a little bit there, Sicko. You know, when things get really bad, and you're worried that it just can't get any worse. There's no way. This is just getting ugly. This is not cool. Just when you didn't think it could get any worse, the fucking Jew shows up. What's up, one angry Jew?
Patriot Egg.
Oh, hey. I think I know him.
Yeah, one angry Jew. You're on. What's up? What it do,
Patriot
Jew?
Patriot Egg? Patriot Egg.
Oh.
Patriot Egg. Patriot Egg.
I'll be needing
a Patriot or not?
I'll be needing a radio reset.
A radio reset. Okay, here we go.
Jesus.
All right, so Press Storm, this online news outlet, that used to be a frequent caller to our show. They've recently shut down their website and abruptly shut down shop and said that they have since revealed that their entire news outfit was a big honeypot to get inside intel and penetrate Anonymous. And now they're going to, I guess via their Facebook account, reveal you know, out some of these people that I guess haven't already been outed. I thought they got most of them already. But
wait,
apparently there's still more to be had. So this account is just talking a lot of smack, and people are getting kind of pissed, and there's sort of a little virtual cyber war brewing here, I guess. I don't know. It's just getting ugly. It's trolls trolling trolls in some ways, but in other ways, it's kind of, you know, E2 brute sort of like.
And what makes you
more
think
it's trolls trolling trolls?
It's a drama. This is high drama,
yeah.
Dude. High drama.
What
this
makes
is a betrayal,
you think
betrayal, mystery, betrayal, reveal.
It's a little more serious than that. She's dropping people's information. That's not trolls, you know, trolling people. That's her messing with people's lives.
That's her fucking with her own kids' lives. She doesn't understand that. Her kids and herself is at stake. Also, an update, her Facebook seems to be gone again, completely disappeared. So that's just really coincidental, isn't it?
What makes you think that this isn't just some bunch of people sitting in a fusion center somewhere screwing with everybody?
Because she's dropping people's real information.
A fusion center? What's
well, they would do that. A fusion center. That's where they have all the different law enforcement, all the feds, the locals, and whatnot. They're located all over the country. They'll have people sitting next to each other. One guy could be NSA. Another guy could be IRS. Another guy could be CIA. They'll all be housed in the same building. It's a place where they watch Americans.
Fusion centers.
Well, look it up. It's called a fusion center.
Welcome to the fusion center.
Fusion
Centers by Rush.
Yeah, welcome to the
97th album in stores 2013.
Am I muted again?
God, no, you're not, Jew. You're here to save us all, Jew.
It.
Jew, you're here to save us, goddammit. Press Storm is doing a full-on assault on Anonymous. We need your insight.
Didn't I warn you all? Is it post 9/11 that anything can happen?
I can't believe it would happen in Lower Manhattan again. Almost at the same spot.
Oh, man.
Fusion centers. All right. who's the fucking keyboard warrior over here?
I'm sorry. I really have to do this. Because
the keyboard wizard. What are you doing, man? Are you posting the ultimate tweet right now?
No, I'm doing a bunch of different things. Freeaddons.org. They need some support. They need some writers. Press Storm on Facebook seems to be down still. I think someone out there did something very official and elite. I'll keep on top of it.
Patriot Egg.
Patriot Egg and Fusion Centers. We should do a whole show. Jew, we should do a whole show on Fusion Centers.
Well, listen. If it was a Fusion Center, if it was an FBI, CIA, or something, they wouldn't fucking brag about it. They already would have done it. They wouldn't have done it for the fame, for the attention.
Yeah, the minute they got these people's information, they would have just started arresting these people if they were feds. They wouldn't actually be dropping their information like that.
We have confirmation now that the Press Storm Facebook page is gone now.
That's what I've been saying. It seemed to have
I've spent the past hour and a half reporting it for inciting violence against people, so maybe hopefully other people have been doing it too.
That was a message I passed along, and it seemed to have worked.
We kind of memorialized Steve Jobs earlier. Oh, yeah, Jew, I forgot to tell you. Angela's here. Angela's in the tub. Or she was in the tub earlier. Now she's relaxing. She's all lotioned up, and she's just relaxing. I don't know. We're on the couch, on the sofa, where the bed.
Yeah, I am on the couch.
Who is Angela?
Angela's my co-host tonight, and she started off the first hour. She was in the tub, and now she's all lotioned up on the couch.
Well, does she have a camera on her?
None of your beeswax, Jew.
Come on, I can get that at My Free Cams all I want.
Oh, God. My Free Cams, you
said? I really look forward to the third hour when he calls me. And no one else is listening.
Oh, yeah, the after party, folks. The after party, that's right. Stick around for the after party. It'll be good times, everybody. So Jew, what did it do, man?
Yes.
Is Herman Cain going to beat Ron Paul or what?
Well, I don't know. The media's not going to allow Ron Paul to rise
How the
up.
Fuck did Herman Cain become like the front runner now? Is that some bullshit or what? No way. That guy's,
well, Herman Cain's got a nice message. He's got a good delivery. He's a accomplished public speaker.
Dude, you don't want that motherfucker on the button. The finger on the button, dude. No way. The guy's he doesn't know, he's a pizza man. So what? Yeah, let's get the pizza boy to
well, if he does country. Push the button, you'll be sure it will be delivered on time, won't you?
All right, Jew, time out. That's crazy talk.
So, Angela,
what do you mean? If he can deliver pizzas on time, he can deliver nuclear warheads as well.
That's crazy talk.
He makes a really good pizza, though.
Patriot
Egg. Maybe he should stick with that.
Yeah, Mary just made a very good point about Herman Cain. The other day, I think it was on The View, he made a comment something like, show me the science where being gay is not a choice, or some shit like that.
No, but the thing is, Herman Cain is crazy, dude. He's just, if people want to say Ron Paul's crazy, if you think Ron Paul's crazy, Herman Cain is fucking nuts, dude.
I like him.
I think so, exactly. If the
Why?
Jew likes him, you know he's nuts. You know he's,
he's,
you know
a
he's
good-looking
crazy
black man.
Get...
Then I'm
dude,
tired of
did you ever, have you ever heard this speech? Where I got to find it. I think I have it on here. Him, where he invokes Martin Luther King. I think, or some shit. Oh my God, this should be looped over and over on MSNBC.
No, why not? Obama.
His free last speech. Here, check this out. Shut up for a second, Jew.
I'm running for president of the United States.
Come on, man.
Second. But when we wake up and they declare the presidential results and Herman Cain is in the White House, we'll all be able to say, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, this nation is free at last again.
Can you believe that? That's the guy that's in the first place in the Republican Party. That's the guy who's in the front.
He's just enjoying himself. You would deny him a little enjoyment. Come on.
That was his kickoff speech for his campaign. How he got the troops fired up. All right, I'm just saying, dude. Is that a little creepy? You don't think that's kind of
creepy?
No, he's trying to free everybody from Obama. I think he's fine.
Oh, sure. When Glenn Beck does it, everybody like has a shit fit. But just because Herman Cain does it, it's okay?
Apparently.
That's so racist. You people are racist.
Patriot egg.
What?
Patriot egg.
Am I patriot egging? Kyoto, no. Am I patriot gregging?
No. No, you're all not right. Patriot Gregory.
Okay, good. The Jew is just trying to deke me out here. I don't know what's going on.
You know, I've got to say, the One Angry Jew may be the most influential endorser that the Herman Cain campaign currently has.
I would agree.
Poor guy.
Hey, you know what? If he is the front runner, he should be. He should connect with these Observation Wall Streeters. That seems to be what they operate on is pizza. I mean, that's an easy endorsement right there. He's on pizza. These guys like pizza. Consider it done, baby. Consider it done.
The crazy thing is, ordering pizza from the corporate pizza chains. They ought to be going to the greasy Greek ones.
The what?
The greasy Greek pizza. You lived in New York.
Yeah, I did live in New York.
All right, first of all, let me explain something to you about New York food. New Yorkers have no clue what a hoagie is. I don't know why, but if you try to get any kind of a hoagie out of them, they give you rotten bread with meat sort of slapped in between. There's no finesse.
No, they're disgusting. The food is there, the overall quality
of food.
Well,
unless you're going to get a corned beef sandwich.
It's horrible. Oh, filthy.
Unless you're going to get a corned beef sandwich, the deli sucked.
I don't even know what that is. It's just they just put things in a grinder and just shit it out. And then,
you don't grind a corned beef sandwich. Have you ever
seen
it?
They dye it orange for cheese and brown for meat, and that's what they do. They just fucking shit it out of a funnel and then
you make it sound so good.
They just pack it, zip, whatever. And boom. I'm not Patriot Gregging, dude. It's your fucking Wi-Fi connection that you're
I didn't say you were Patriot Gregging. I said Patriot Egg.
He's just being an asshole.
What is... Okay, are you inducing a new catchphrase? What does Patriot Egg mean?
Night I was Patriot Greg with two T's. And today I was almost assaulted in a chat room.
Patriot Egg. That's what your handle is in the chat room. Is that what you're trying to say? You're trying to acknowledge
Patriot
your handle
egg.
In the chat room, Jew? Oh, my God. Why do I waste my time?
I have no clue.
Hey, did we talk about Steve Jobs RIP yet?
I did at the beginning, but you can certainly go there. Go for it, Kyoto. Your thoughts
no,
on
Steve Jobs. My thoughts are, I am really fucking sad that Steve Jobs died on the same day as Fred Shuttlesworthy. Reverend Fred Shuttlesworthy, if you're familiar with him.
I think the Jew is a...
Reverend Fred.
He was one of the triumvirate of the American Civil Rights Movement. Worked with
Abernathy and Dr. King, they led the civil rights movement in the United States. He was by far the strongest activist amongst them. And King predicted in 1961 that he would likely be the most significant martyr for the cause. They blew up the parsonage he lived in, and he was almost killed. And then they threw dynamite at him. One time blew up his family car. And then a third time, he was beaten by an angry white mob. His seven-year-old daughter's ankle was crushed. His wife was stabbed. And he was beaten with bicycle chains and baseball bats by an angry white mob in Birmingham. He was in the Birmingham jail. He was a guest of Bull Connor, as he said, 24 times. He was absolutely a dyed-in-the-wool, legit, in the streets, justice-loving, no-quarter-giving motherfucker. And it is an absolutely sad day that he's passed. And the fact that Twitter crashes over fucking shitbag Steve Jobs and not over Fred Shuttlesworthy or Occupy Wall Street is, to me, just the greatest statement of the fucking rot that lay beneath the timbers of this country. R.I.P. Fred Shuttlesworthy.
Patriot egg.
Mic check.
Is this thing on? What the fuck?
Fred Shuttlesworth was hailed in his native Alabama as
I
the
thought
black,
he was
going to
refer
black
Fred
Moses.
Gwynn. I was all down for Fred Gwynn. I miss him.
Fred Gwynn? Who's that?
Yeah. Well, Fred and Jackie Gleason.
Fusion I'm centers.
I'm
Fusion
still not
centers.
Over Jackie Gleason passing.
R.I.P. Jackie Gleason.
Right.
He
Jack Lemmon. Let's not forget Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau. I mean, come on, these guys were great.
What I love about Jackie Gleason is that he wasn't afraid to hit a bitch and do it on TV.
Jackie Gleason was a jolly fat man.
So be it. So be it. Good times, everybody. I want to give a big shout out to OpNoPro, who we lost there a minute ago. It's too bad. He was gone for a while. He came back and then he dropped off. But shouts out to OpNoPro if you're listening, bro. Call back in. Yeah, it looks like we have a nice little packed chat room here. A lot of guest listeners. Hello, guest listeners. And hello, Alcoholic, old friend of the show, Alcoholic, back in the building, back from the dead. Good to see you, Alcoholic. Also, Brian Smith, Ghost Zero, of course, in the house, Goose Cream Soup. Hello, Goose Cream Soup. Shouts out to Jackal Anon, listening, sleeping, but he's still over there listening. Big ups to Jackal. Joan S1 in the house. Kills in the building. Kills. I'm just kind of scary, dude. Of all the names you could pick, dude, you want Kills. Kill. It's, all right, Kills. It is what it is. Mary Mad in the building. I love you, Mary Mad. Thank you for tuning in as always. Melissa Hopkins in the house. Melissa Hopkins holding it down. In the chit chat room, good to see you there, Melissa Hopkins. Melissa Hopkins also has a Blog Talk Radio here, a Blog Talk Radio show here on the network. Check her out. Mobius Anon in the building. Mobius Anon, Motormouth News in the house. Good to see you back, Motormouth News. Ms. Becker in the building. Ms. Becker, good to have you here, Ms. Becker. Also, No Thieves Allowed. No Thieves Allowed has, I don't know, I haven't been paying close attention to the chat room. Has No Thieves Allowed been performing his usual chat room chit-chat artwork? Because if not, you should hit us up at some point. Where the show's almost over, dude. So No Thieves Allowed, probably Blog Talk Radio's number one chat room text artist in the building. another BTR legend. You kidding me? Old Rooter's in the building. Good to see Old Rooter tuned in. He's BTR legend for sure. He's also got his own show here on BTR. You should check out Old Rooter. He has a good time on his show. Also, Op No Pro. Again, Op No Pro. Shouts out to you for hanging out tonight, popping in and popping out. I love you. Kisses. Kisses, Op No Pro. Also, Patriot Egg. There you go. Patriot Egg. The fucking, a.k.a. the One Angry Jew. Also, Prison Reform Movement. Hello, Prison Reform Movement. Glad to have you in the house, as always. Reefer in the building. Thank you for checking in, Reefer. It's always good to hear your voice, man. You're always welcome on the show. I hope everything's... sorry you had to abruptly leave there, but we'll catch you again soon. Also, Shagmy holding it down. Stabby McHugs, old friend of the show, Stabby McHugs, and Wendigo. There we go. That's the fucking chat room, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and sticking it out with me. We're going to wrap it up here with final thoughts, and I will go to Kyoto first. Kyoto, your final thoughts here as we wind down the program.
You may follow me on Twitter if you're so inclined, at LulzVitticus, LulzVitticus, and I'm not going to miss Steve Jobs one bit.
Shagmy, your final thoughts.
This is just one battle of the never-ending war. Add me on Twitter at dshagmyb. Also, freeanons.org. Check it out. I expect there to be a lot more articles up. There's pretty interesting articles regarding the Anonymous 16. People have been previously arrested, and Commander X checks out.
Oh, yeah, right on. That's Shagmy, everybody. Kyoto and Shagmy. That Commander X, I wanted to comment real quick that Commander X, big ups also to Up No Pro for pointing out Commander X's video of his press conference in Santa Cruz on, what was it, Saturday maybe, or a couple days ago. That's great. You know, I've watched it a couple of times myself. And very inspiring, very very inspiring character. And I've heard that he's been making appearances at some of the Santa Cruz version of the Occupy Wall Street protest. I heard he's been cited at some of those. So he seems like an interesting character with great energy. And you know, I'm going to certainly be trying to pay close attention and cover this trial when it starts. It's going to be interesting to see him. He's going to be now in the mix with all these other, what was it, 14, and this he'll be, or there was 13, it's 14, he'll be 15. 15 of them together so far. And it's this trial is going to set precedence for, as far as like, I think as far as like, you know, ramifications for, using the DDoS as a political statement or whatever, but whatever. Okay, One Angry Jew, your final word. What it do, Jew?
9/11 was an inside job.
Perfect. Thanks for coming out, everybody. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I will talk to you again soon. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And, yeah, dude, that's it, everybody. Peace out, yo. We'll be right back.
you very nice.